Hello, Brittany?
Yes?
Hi, Brittany. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm from your marketing team, Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. So I was calling because you clicked in the dashboard indicating you wanted more information on paid leads through Google Guaranteed.
I'm not sure.
You clicked on it two times. So you clicked on it a couple of days ago, and then you clicked on it again last night. When I go over the notes of your business, BLT Plastering is primarily a plaster and stucco company, correct?
And drywall.
And drywall. The only keyword that you would qualify for would be the drywall, because Google Guarantee doesn't have a vertical yet for the plaster and the stucco. I say yet because they update every quarter new keywords and new opportunities for us. But if you're interested in paid guaranteed leads through Google Guaranteed, I can go over it with you for the vertical that falls under drywall.
Did you put on the guaranteed leads through Google?
Google Guaranteed.
Google Guaranteed?
I don't think I turned it on.
No, you can't turn it on without activation.
No,
that's the purpose of my call.
No, without activation. She's on the line now. We'll put on speaker. We're going to listen and work too.
Listen and work too.
Try to lurk.
Yep. Try to lurk. That's what we call that. Listen and work, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to use that one. Good morning, Clinton. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm from the Google Guarantee Department over here at Local Splash. And do you guys know anything about Google Guaranteed?
What? Google Guaranteed. Okay. We're
going to
take a break for a second. Hang on.
Okay. I'll be fast. Let me know when you're ready.
Going on.
Yeah, I understand. If there's a better time you want me to call you back, Brittany, I can do that too. I don't want to interrupt your workflow.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, so Google Guaranteed is a guaranteed section at the very tippy top of the page on the first page of Google. So it's different than what you currently have with us. Okay, what you currently have with us is the Google Local Map, the Facebook ads, a custom site, a number of awesome products. But the Google Guarantee is at the very top of the page, and it is paid leads. It is paid ads that's up at the very, very top of the page. Now, hey, you guys, I'm assuming have probably experienced something along the lines of HomeAdvisor or Angie's List. Is that correct? Okay, so you're fully aware of exactly how that works. You pay for leads, whether or not they're qualified. Lead cost fluctuates. You share the leads. There's nothing exclusive about it. You have to chase that lead down. The client is not contacting you. You're contacting them and kind of elbowing your way to the top, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything that you hate about that, everything that you despise about that has been made right with Google Guaranteed in the fact that Google built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. Now, as I was sharing with Brittany, you guys, the main keywords of what you're offering is going to be plastering, stucco, and drywall. At this moment, Google does not have a vertical that includes stucco or plastering, but we do have one for drywall, and that's found under the handyman category. So they're verticals with subcategories underneath them of keywords and services that you can provide. So for your vertical with drywall, install and repair drywall is going to be under the handyman vertical. Now, the handyman vertical can offer a number of keywords. We have quite a few keywords here that we can go over of things and opportunities that you can choose to take on, or you could choose to only cut on the drywall leads if that's what you choose. And then once the plaster opens up or the stucco opens up, then we can qualify you for that particular keyword and whatever type of verification Google requires. So the way it works is like this. There is a qualification requirement. Do you guys have business license and insurance for BLT?
We got a business license. All they got to really do is call a guy up and have the insurance, set up. I mean,
okay.
I talked to somebody, but it's just, He says, whenever you're ready, just call us and we'll get it going, you know. So
okay.
To turn on that job.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So that's good to know, because you need drivers, you need business license, insurance. You can cut that on. If you choose to take advantage of this, guys, you're going to want to get that agent to send you an accord document of your insurance, which is a pretty standard document, but that is the form that Google requires for the application. And then there's a background check that's included. So can you pass a background check?
Yeah, we have for Angie.
Cool. Okay, awesome. So anything over 7 years, just so you know, for Google, anything over 7 years isn't going to count against you. Anything that's a DUI or misdemeanor is not going to count against you. They're looking for felonies in the last 7 years, okay? All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, the one-time application fee is going to be a one-time upfront non-refundable $250 application fee. If you both go on the application, that's perfectly fine. If you have 15 employees that you choose to put on the application, that's fine. There's just a one-time setup fee and application fee, not per person, for the entire company, okay? Now, okay, cool. Awesome. Well, and that's what I was just going to get ready to say, is you guys are still pretty new, and if you're not like a million bazillion percent sure of whatever person you're considering to put on the application, then just don't do it, because if there's any question about their authenticity or whatever in their life, you will be denied. And once you're denied, because of your own, but because of an employee, it's kind of hard to get that name removed. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you're denied for insurance policy or something like that, we can just reapply and get that taken care of. But if they're denying you, it's like having a bad driver on your record. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to get them removed. So, I always caution our clients, like, if it's not like a blood relative that you're totally sure of, or a spouse, just don't put them on there, you know? Right, 1,000,000%. Now, with that being said, the process is this, guys. So if you choose to move forward with it, we charge the $250 application fee. We send you the application. The application itself is very straightforward. They're asking for you to upload those business documents of the Accord insurance document for the company, as well as business license. You're going to upload your social security number, your EIN number if you have one. You're also going to upload your date of birth, and you're going to give them a brief description of the company and the services that you're looking to provide for your clients. The application itself literally takes a maximum of about 15 minutes to fill out, okay? Now, once you fill it out and we get it, you're going to turn it into us, and then we have client onboarding. You've experienced client onboarding with us before. This is a much quicker process. The technician contacts you, cross the T's, dot the I's, and submits the application directly to Google. Once the application's been submitted, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get approval is 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen way faster than that. It truly depends on how quickly you get the application back to us so we can verify the information and shoot it off to Google. Now, once you're verified, we're going to call you to set the minimum monthly budget. So what happens is Google has quite a few services in place with Google Guarantee to ensure all of those details that I shared with you earlier aren't taking place here, because Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. So, A, when your ad goes live, they assign you a Google call tracking phone number for authenticity purposes. All calls coming in off that Google call tracking phone number into your business are recorded. The reason they're recorded is because it is live bodies on the other end of the phone reaching out to you and contacting you for your services. If for some reason it was a sales or solicitation call, If it happened to be a service that you do not provide that is not listed on your profile and you decline the job, if it happens to be a service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile, and again, you decline the job, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if it happens to be a robocaller or a press one dialer from outside the U.S., you are not charged for any of those type of calls. You're only charged for what Google considers a qualified lead. And there's only two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead. That is A, if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably extremely rare for what you guys are offering, or B, if you set face-to-face appointment to give face-to-face estimate with the client. Google considers that a qualified lead, okay? So they're recording those phone calls because they know what y'all have been through. They know that there's been no recourse and dispute through any other paper lead service to get your money back. If they gave you your money back on any type of lead, it was very, very rare, and it happened only a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
Right. So they actually have AI listening to all of those calls for that, listening for all of those specific buzzwords in the event that something like that happened, they're not going to charge your account. In the event that it did somehow slip through, you have us as your premier partner to dispute it and get your money back. Now, the way it works is like this. Your cost per lead is only $24 per lead, okay? With that being said, it doesn't mean if it's a – what's that?
That's no matter what.
No matter what, hon. No matter what. Now, I do have to disclose to you that Google has not changed their pricing since 2018. In the event that they change the pricing on these leads, you would be notified before we charge the lead budget. Okay? But they haven't changed it in 5 years. We don't see any sign of it. The trends are not showing an upcharge, which is amazing because the whole world has suffered from inflation, especially us in the U.S., you know? Now, with that being said, the way it works is Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads per month. So you go ahead and process application. We get the Google badge of approval for the Google guarantee. We contact you. We say, Brittany, Clinton, we're ready to activate the lead budget. Your lead budget for 13 Google guaranteed leads is $313. This is completely separate, in addition to or replacing the program that you currently have with us. Those are your choices. A lot of people like to run the dual package because all marketing is 100% tax write-off. Some people can't afford to do both, and some people just only want the paid leads. It just depends on what the needs of the business are. For what you guys are offering, I would not recommend, unless all you want is drywall leads, I wouldn't recommend closing yourself off like that through this program. But again, I'm not the business owner. I'm just giving you my recommendation. So what's that?
I mean, right now it's pretty much to that point. I mean,
is it?
We ain't got another job after this one, and we need a job now.
Right.
So, that's what we're, if we was going to go into this, it would be nothing but drywall.
Okay.
Everybody has to have all done in its constant.
Okay. So with that being said, the way it works is like this. Once we contact you to set that minimum monthly budget of $313, we charge the minimum monthly budget. The baseline of how the leads are supposed to come in, the base is 3 leads per week at $313. So $24 a lead coming off that lead cost. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked for 2 weeks. You guys know for a fact you're not going to be able to take on any more calls or service anybody else for 2 weeks. You have the option to call in and pause the campaign. When you pause the campaign, unlike any other pausing with any other type of system, which I've heard multiple times, like that you can, you pause it and then next thing you know, 2 days later, it's back on, like it automatically unpauses or whatever the case is. That's not how it is here. When you pause the campaign, you can pause it for 6 months. That remaining $280 budget, that's going to roll over. There's no automatic charge monthly. It rolls over until the budget is exhausted. Okay, guys? So you can do you can take these leads on. Say you want to crank them up. Say you take on the first couple of leads and and you go ahead and finish those jobs and you want 6 leads in a week. You can crank it up to 6 leads in a week. You're in complete control of it.
Okay.
Okay.
So you said it would be, I would have to come up with 250 right off the street. That was for the application fee.
Yes, that's okay. The upfront cost to get everything moving forward. And then once your Google Guarantee approved, it's the 313 to get the leads coming in.
Okay. All right. So it's got to be upfront pretty much, you know, to keep you rocking and rolling.
That's how this goes, yes, sir. That the main focus right now would just be getting that application cleared and getting everything moving forward on that. So it would just be the $250 application fee, that upfront cost, and then once we get that badge back, we contact you and we say, hey guys, we're ready to start the minimum monthly budget. We're ready to go on this. And then if you're ready at that moment, cool, cut it on, charge the card. If you need a week or you need 5 days or whatever the case is, you say, you know what, I'm ready to activate on this day. Call me back here. We'll get it going. So it's not an automatic charge. We don't want any type of hidden surprises or you know, quirks coming out at you guys, especially new companies.
Yeah. Okay. Can't do it right now. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I understand. You have to get the insurance going first, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna
have
to
have the money first.
I gotta have the money
yeah.
first, so.
Right. Right. Okay. I figured
insurance
as much.
Oh, what? I mean, but
right.
Just coming up with $150 to get it rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm here for you guys, and I'm glad I got the opportunity to explain it to you. I'm going to send everything over in writing to bltplaster7@gmail.com. I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. So when you are ready, you reach out to me directly. I've already introduced everything and gotten everything going for you. So we can just crank it up and get you moving, okay?
Are you just in the Google section, or are you local splash, as in you can help us with our other campaigns?
I'm in Google Guarantee section. I used to be in the other campaigns, so sometimes I can help. If not, I can definitely get you to the proper department. What's your question, love?
When are we going to start generating work with the
local
splash of what we have right now?
Okay, that's a great question. Absolutely fantastic question. So I don't have an answer to that particular question. I see that you do have quite a few things going on here, and there's been some communication. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to submit you to the client support team. I can either set an appointment for you on their calendar, or I can just set you for a random call. Which would you prefer?
We have an appointment today at 1:30. And do you know Tina?
Yes, Tina's out. Tina's out for about 6 weeks. She's out for about 6 weeks. She had to go out. She went out for a medical issue.
Oh, okay. I was wondering because I can't get her at all.
Yeah, she's been out. She had a knee surgery.
So, our Facebook online, I don't know if you can help me with this question or not.
Okay.
But, Muhammad, do you know him of any
uh-huh.
sort?
Yes.
He took ownership of our Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And back to us.
And
then he gave it back to us.
Uh-huh.
And,
it says that he...
All we get is Mexicans.
All we get is Mexicans, and I can't speak Spanish. I wish I could.
Me too. I wish I could, too. Okay.
I'm pissed off about that because, you know, I mean, why did he take ownership? Because then that has drawn in all these Mexican people that supposedly want our service, but...
I can't understand
any of them.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Work off that.
And then Kyle was supposed to
be on there, but
it's only him.
But it's only Muhammad, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't understand, because there's supposed to be like 3 of them working on there all together, but it's only
Muhammad.
But
Muhammad was the only one that done it.
Yeah, and now it's all Mexican.
I don't want to
okay.
say it, so. Racist about it, but
no.
Not at all. I'm not taking it the wrong way. Don't you worry. I'm just notating everything that you're saying here. Only...
Yeah, because if we have him on it, then I get Mexican since I don't know how to speak Spanish. I have no clue. I tried to translate the stuff and then send a text back to them.
And they don't even reply.
So,
right.
I mean.
Okay.
And the white people that is on there is like Clinton, my cousins, stuff like that.
I mean, that's people that actually tried to get a hold of us. That's our family.
That's our family.
It's not even a customer.
And Muhammad, there's 7 people on there. Well, how, like the 4 of them are our family, not customers. So, you know, I don't understand why Kyle's not on there. He's American, white. Hopefully, right?
Yes, he is. He has an English accent. He didn't come from here, but he is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I understand, I'm not making light. I just giggled a little bit. I apologize. This is very serious. I'm notating everything you guys are telling me. I'm going to get you a customer support call. I can put you in for a random call for today, or I can set you for a specific time for tomorrow. It's truly up to you. Which type of call would you like? Actually, I do have time frames today. I could do later. You guys are on Eastern, right?
Eastern time, yes.
Okay, so I have something available at 4, at 5:30, at 6, or at 6:30 today.
Can we do it at 6?
Yep, you got it. Absolutely. I'm putting that in for you right now. So you're going to receive a call from the 877 phone number. And they'll go ahead and go over everything, and I've notated everything that you've said specifically. That way, there's no question.
Can you put down another thing on there? Why is my web page saying it's not verified when we verified it a month and a half ago?
Yeah, we go on to our dashboard.
We go on our dashboard, and it says not verified.
Okay. Hold on a second. Give me just 1 second. I'm going to take a look. I might be able to, let me see if it's a syncing issue. I might be able to help with that. Hold on.
I verified it a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now it's not. So it's like, well, what the heck's going on?
Your Google profile, is that what you're talking about?
When I go onto my dashboard, my dashboard is like my website, right?
Your dashboard is the entire campaign. It's everything. What I see here that's not verified says your Google profile is not verified. Have you guys gotten the verification code?
Yeah, long time ago, and I told somebody, not Catherine, but somebody else, and they said okay, and they said congratulations, it was verified. The local flash text message. It's more on there, and it's not verified.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely, we got to get that addressed 1,000,000%. All this is very, very important. Okay, so I've got all of this. I'm also going to put this into an internal chat, see if we can get something moving beforehand. That way, when we contact you, we have a better answer, okay? As far as this stuff goes here with the verification.
Yeah, that's really important because the evidence is turned off, and every time it's off, I'm losing people. But I make sure that I can understand them, that they speak English like me and you.
Right.
Because the last people, I couldn't even really understand, or I don't want to be mean or anything like that. It's just, I was having to go, what'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm looking at your Google listing, Brittany, and I want you to know that it is live, that there's a sync issue in the back end of the dashboard that's giving you the wrong information. It's not the listing itself. I'm looking at it. It is live.
Okay.
It is live. But it is alarming when you get a message like that, and 1,000,000%, I completely agree and understand, and I'm going to get that squared up. Yes. Understood. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm definitely going to take care of that for you, and then we'll go ahead and get everything going, get that call going out to you early, and I'm going to put in here that you would like somebody who speaks English very clearly.
Yeah. It's just hard to understand them when I'm trying to understand the process of all of it anyway.
Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot. I understand. I understand. No harm, no foul here. Absolutely none, okay?
No,
all right.
No,
nope, none taken.
So.
Right.
Not like that, but I just need to understand more clearly.
Right.
Talking about. Yep.
All right. Well, we've got everything going for you. I've got everything notated. Can I help you with anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's all the major questions we had. Mind blown away. What?
Right.
I called myself. And then you called, so.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get this going for you guys, and we'll get that call between 6 and 6:30 today, and we'll get it moving, okay?
Yep, and hopefully I'll be able to get a job somehow.
Absolutely. I'm also going to put in there for them to send you a tiny URL, because with that being said, then you can from your dashboard, once it shows you that it syncs in the dashboard, what you guys can do is you can get a couple of reviews going. There's actually a little tab on your section, the three lines that says reviews. And when you go there, it's going to say export. You can put in anybody's phone number or email address, and they'll shoot them an automatic link to your to your listing, and we can get you some reviews. So get family, get friends, get anybody willing to get you those reviews, okay?
That's what I was wondering, too, how you do the reviews. Because it's like we go quick reviews, and then nothing happens. It's like, well, how the heck are we supposed to send reviews if we can't send them?
Are you in the dashboard right now?
No, I am not.
I just sent you a link to the cell phone we're on right now. So it's super easy. I'm going to have them go over it with you again. But when you're in the dashboard, Brittany, whether you're on a mobile device or you're on a computer, what you're going to do is you're going to click the three lines. And it's going to give you the drop down. It's going to say leads, home, website, listings, Google Insights, Facebook ads, Google ads, reviews. So then you're going to click on reviews, and then you're going to go to where it says request review. So when you click on request review, it's going to give you a drop down. It's going to say customer name, and it's going to say email, customer phone number, customer email optional. So it's going to send you, when you click send and you put in any of that information, it's going to send that client or that phone number or that email a custom link. Did you get the link for your business right now when I text you?
Is it text or email?
I send it to you text.
Text. There we go. Okay. Okay. Is it? The BLT plastering, there's the number. Okay. Promptly.
I just sent it to myself too, so I can show you, talk you through exactly how it looks on the mobile device. Give me just a second here. Okay, it should have came from the 877 phone number, and it'll say, how was your experience with us? Hi, Tess. Well, because I put Tess instead of my name, so then they would know it was me. Thanks for being a loyal customer. Will you take a few minutes to leave a review on? And it gives your link. So when you click that little link right there, it's going to take them to your Google Business profile, and it's going to take them to go ahead and be able to leave you the 5 stars and all of those things. So that's how you know for a fact that your GBP, your Google Business profile, is live, is because there's no way you'd be able to even click on that link if it wasn't live. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so rest assured that it is up and running, and getting those reviews is one thing that you can do to help yourself. Obviously, optimization and the other services is on us. That's what you're paying us for. But that is something that you can do to help yourself for sure. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Hey.
All right. It was a pleasure talking with you. I thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.